For KRCU, I'm Patrick Buck. The Southeast Missouri State Chapter of Young Americans for Liberty, also known as YAL, hosted a recruitment drive and protest of the dry campus policy this Wednesday on campus. YAL believes the campus's current alcohol policy suppresses nationally afforded rights held by those of drinking age. I spoke to Zeb Paris, a junior double majoring in political science and French, who founded the chapter at the beginning of the fall 2019 semester. They want to eliminate restrictions for legal adults to consume alcoholic beverages in campus dorms.
It's infringing upon the liberties of legal adults and students at the university that they're not allowed to, you know, do what they want to in the sanctity of their own home and take responsibility for their own actions.
Paris believes the university stands to gain increased enrollment and student responsibility by allotting dorms for those of age to consume alcoholic beverages. YAL gathered 169 signatures on the petition at the end of the day and intends to have another event in November. Other than the Board of Regents' September 20th decision to allow alcohol at home games, the university has shown no intent to relax their alcohol policy on campus. Paris also said his organization felt it was important they hold this event in the wake of that September 20th decision, as it remained pertinent. SEMO is not alone in this change, as Mizzou also announced the allowance of alcohol sales at home games in August. SEMO and Mizzou are each some of the first in their respective conferences to make the change, yet both remain dry campus. For KRCU, I'm Patrick Buck.